To England come strange tidings from Greenland of eight men, who there had their abidings till season came again. Beyond man's expectation, as you shall understand, was there strange preservation within that barren land. Where nothing for man's sustenance most part of the year doth grow, no sun at all on them did glance, the hills are hid with snow. White bears and foxes monstrous, and other savage beasts, within that barren wilderness, upon each other feasts. So that in men's conjecture, no man could there live long, but God, the great protector of all, both old and young, did show his wondrous power in helping these men there, whom beasts did not devour, nor hunger pinch too near. These men abroad there wandered to hunt for venison there. Meanwhile the royal standard from heaven did appear. I mean the star so constant, which when they do perceive, they must perforce that instant hoist sails and take their leave. The captain, he commanding his men to go aboard. Alas, there was no standing, the time would not afford. So that these men, being absent, were left behind on shore, because no time they had lent to linger any more. But when these men returned and found the ship was gone, alas, their hearts then burned, with woe they were forlorn. In piteous wise lamenting their hard and heavy fate, at last they all consenting to grieve it was too late. Then one man best experienced in policy and cunning, the rest to try their wits incensed, quoth he, there is no running. And seeing we are left here in this unfertile place, let's do our best with hearty cheer, the rest leave to God's grace. Then with this resolution they firmly all agreed to search out the conclusion and try how they could speed. A cave they digged in the ground then to shroud them from the cold, wherein they lived sound men, most wondrous to behold. Their venison they dried baked, which served them for bread. For drink their thirst they slaked with snow water instead of English beer and French wine. To warm them they did burn 300 ton of casks, which stood there for their turn. The flesh of bears they boiled instead of powdered beef. Their lives had all been spoiled but for this coarse relief. In oil which they had left there, with shirts and other clothes, they made lamps to burn most clear, believe it on their oaths. And when their food was near spent, and fearing they should want victual for the remaining time, they did begin to scant themselves and feed but once a day. Thus spare they did their meat, and fasting days they did observe, on which they naught did eat. In this their extremity, when they did famine fear, they spied two sea horses that unto them were near, and killed them as they asleep on the ice were set to rest, which fishes much comfort gave those men so sore oppressed. When much danger by these men they had passed, or much harm they did receive for want of clothes wherewith to keep them warm. For by time and their toiling, their clothes were worn bare and torn that they could not keep out the piercing air. But misery that makes men's industrious was so kind to furnish them with a trick to keep them from the wind. Their needle of whale's bone, untwisted ropes their thread, they sewed their clothes and handsomely their bodies covered. Four of them watched duly while the other four did sleep. Thus constantly and truly their hours they did keep. Else 'twould been impossible they should themselves sustain. Thus they were never idle, but still were taking pain. The Sabbath day they observed and spent it piously, yet not as they desired, nor yet so zealously as they would have been willing that holy day to keep, because they had not any book to keep their eyes from sleep. Thus in that strange fashion they lived in that place, till the ships of our English nation, keeping their wonted space, did come again and view them, clad with the skins of bears. The captain hardly knew them, his heart was full of fears. But when he truly found them so unexpectedly to be all perfect sound men, he praised God on high, who had so well preserved these men of courage bold, whom he thought to be starved with hunger and with cold. Now having passed these dangers, they are come safe from thence, and all both friends and strangers, not sparing for expense, are joyful for to see them, lauding in their behalf that God which did free them and brought them home so safe. So long they there had tarried until two of their wives were in their absence married, not hoping of their lives. This was the Lord's own doing, to him be given praise for this strange wonder showing, admired in our days.